Hello, hello. Once again, you have found yourself tuned to Anon Radio, and it's 1930 UTC, which means this is the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. In turn, that seems to imply that my name is Tobe, somehow. And as usual, I'm sitting here with a giant cup of tea. Oh, yes. And it's just the perfect temperature. And it's the perfect concentration. And it has the perfect amount of sugar. Once again, and I only do this about once every week to 10 days, I have created a perfect cup of tea. And it is amazing. Okay, and as I consult the agenda here, I notice that the only thing that I have written down is a list of my favorite things that are extruded. Okay, so here we go. Here are some of my favorite extruded things in no particular order. One, pasta, especially rotini. I'm not sure what that plate looks like, that extruder plate looks like, but I'm very curious. Pasta in general kind of irritates me. I like to eat it, but my body does not like for me to eat it. But I'm more interested in how they actually make it than eating it most of the time. Another extruded thing that I like, Cheetos. Also want to get a Cheetos making machine. That would be fun. Could make my own fried snacks. I've actually have looked at these up online, and you can find this kind of stuff in Alibaba and all that kind of those kind of places, and you can get these nice industrial machines and make fried snacks. And I'm like, oh, I want one of those. I'll put it in my basement and I'll make my own crunchy Tobe snacks, and they would be very spicy. Let's see, polystyrene. I like extruded polystyrene. It's one of my favorite things in the world. I have, well, I was going to say many pounds of it, but actually, since it's has such a low mass, I have a lot of it without having pounds of it. I have many sheets of it. Cornstarch-based packing peanuts are also one of my favorite extruded items. And you can see why. They're like Cheetos and they're like polystyrene at the same time. PVC tubing. Oh, ever since I was a child, I've loved PVC, and I thought, oh, I wonder how they make this without a seam. Oh, it's extruded! Yay! Extrusion! Also, I like HDPE, high-density polyethylene. And I actually prefer high-density polyethylene over PVC, if for the only reason HDPE doesn't create shrapnel when it blows up. And that's why you don't make firework mortars out of PVC. You make them out of HDPE, or you make them out of paper. Otherwise, when things go wrong, you end up dead. Now, it's at this point where the list gets a little weird. Does drawing wire count as extrusion? Because I like wire. I like to make things out of wire. I like wire as the strings on my musical instruments, and those are drawn, and some of them are then wound. I don't know if wire drawing counts as extrusion. I don't think it does. Because neither would glass drawing, like if you're making glass fibers. So, This might be the conclusion of my list of favorite things that are extruded. Although there's probably some aluminum stuff that's extruded that I like. I can't think of what any of those things might be. You know, tubing. I like tubing. You can make fun things out of tubes. But I don't work with aluminum very much, so I'm not familiar with its extrusion processes and what products can be extruded from aluminum. But maybe I will learn in the future. If I do so, I will let you know as soon as I find out. Alrighty then. Yes, I'd like to know my list of favorite ices. Okay, Here's a list of my favorite kinds of ice. Number one, water ice. It's pretty good. It's easy to make. You only need to have a temperature below 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 Celsius, and you can do lots of stuff with it. It's fun to play with. It's fun to play on. You can put it in your drinks to make your drinks colder. And what else can you do with it? You can just use it to keep other things cold. And it's pretty safe. It's hard to hurt yourself with ice unless it's an icicle and you're stabbing yourself or somebody else with it. Number two, my second favorite kind of ice is frozen carbon dioxide, sometimes known as dry ice. It's pretty fun because you can watch it sublime right before your very eyes, and you can slide it around on the ground, and it has even less friction than water ice. And it creates a large volume of carbon dioxide when it sublimes. So if you need to create large amounts of gas without actually lighting anything on fire, frozen carbon dioxide is the way to go. My third favorite kind of ice is helium ice. Frozen helium has some very interesting properties. I've never experienced any of these properties myself. I don't have the capabilities to freeze helium. I wish I did. Oh, but then again, there's some things in this world that you can't allow some people to have. You know, it's a safety factor. Okay, number four. My fourth favorite kind of ice is Italian ice, which is very delicious and yummy to eat, but really it's just frozen water with flavor, so I don't really know if that counts as a separate type of ice. And this concludes my list of favorite ices. Yes, and what's next on our list of lists? Here is a list of words that rhyme with ice. These are my favorite words that rhyme with ice. Rice. I love rice so much. I eat rice a lot. It's the best food ever. Dice. I love dice so much. I have so many dice, I can't even count them. I have to carry dice wherever I go. I like to be able to generate random numbers. I like to be able to play games of chance. Dice are very good. Mice. I like mice. Mice are small mammals that run around, and mice is plural for mouse. And I like mice because they're very small and they're very squeaky. And cats like them, and cats like to chase them, and I like things that cats like. Vice. But not like vice president. I don't mean it in that meaning where it means secondary. I like vice as in things that are supposedly bad for you and things that you're not supposed to do and all that kind of stuff. Vice. But I always hated the show Miami Vice, ironically. Splice. I like splicing things. I like to splice tape. If you're under the age of about 30, you might not understand the concept of splicing tape, but it's where you actually have to cut the tape and then you stick it back together. It's like editing in Pro Tools, except not in virtuality, it's in actual reality. And so that's why I like to splice. And my last favorite word that rhymes with ice is thrice. And that's not an ordinal number, not a cardinal number. It's a bubble. Because if you can do something once, or you can do something twice, but if you're awesome, you can do it thrice, meaning three times. And this concludes my list of favorite words that rhyme with ice. And you know, now I'd like to revisit the previous subject, the list of my favorite ices. I forgot one, and this is a brand new one. I've only been aware of it for about the last 2 weeks, and that is the silent ice. What is silent ice? Well, if you're familiar with the English language, sometimes we have silent letters, like the word knowledge. It sounds like it starts with the letter N, but it really starts with the letter K, and we call that K a silent K. or like the word psychology. It sounds like it starts with the letter S, but it really starts with the letter P, and we say silent P. So, silent ice is very similar, like the city of Leicester in England. It is spelled L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R, and somehow they pronounce that Leicester, as if there's a silent ice in there. If you write that word down and then you like take out the ice, it looks like Leicester, American Leicester, like Wicked Leicester, like L-E-S-T-E-R. Okay, so silent ice is my new kind of favorite kind of ice because I like Leicester City football team. And on the subject of addendums, I would like to add a word to my... No, wait. I thought of another word that rhymes with ice, but I don't like it. Here is a list of words that rhyme with ice that I do not like. Price. I do not like prices because prices are too much money for me to buy things. Lice. I do not like lice. I do not like little bugs who are trying to live in my hair or in my cat's hair. We have to keep all the hair nice and clean around here because we're all so very fluffy. Police. Even though it's pronounced police and they say it that way, that doesn't mean I don't like it. Just because it rhymes with ice or has ice in it doesn't mean it's good. And this concludes my list of words that rhyme with ice that I don't like. So for right now, we're going to listen to some music. And when we come back, maybe I will tell you some more lists of completely inane things that you didn't really need to know.
Assalamu alaikum. Hum is duniya mein nange aaye hain aur nange jayenge. Akele aaye hain aur akele jayenge. Lekin is zindagi mein hum kaafi logon ko milte hain. Lekin ek hi dafa हम किसी को मिलते हैं कि मिलने के बाद आपकी पूरी दुनिया जिंदगी खुश हो सकती है अगर आप वो खुशी चाहते हैं वो चीज जब आती है पकड़ना चाहिए और वो चीज का नाम है प्यार
प्यार का मतलब है काफी चीजें, लेकिन प्यार जो हम समझते हैं वो प्यार है जो एक ही दफा आता है और जब आता है पकड़ना चाहिए। प्यार
You gonna give me the brutes?
No.
Okay.
If you're going to eat a Pokemon, which one would it be? You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Right here on Anon Radio, I'm your host and chairman. My name is Tobe. Okay, I guess today we're just reciting lists of things. And I don't have any more lists. I know you're disappointed. I don't even have a grocery list, and I need to go to the store. I was going to go to the store, but then I got distracted. Then I decided to do this instead, because I have to do this every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. And I still might go to the store if I have time. I've got highlight shows coming up. I got to know what happened to all my football games all around the world. And so that takes precedence over going to the store to buy food to eat. Now, you might be thinking, Tobe, that's not a very smart thing. Well, when I say I need to go to the store, I don't really need to go to the store. I have all the food that I need for my nutritional requirements. I was just thinking about going to the store to buy some more cookies. And I really don't need to be eating any more of those cookies. I've eaten three of those cookies a day now for the last, has it been 60 days? Yeah, it's been 2 months. Has it been 90 days? Not quite. Let's call it 90 days anyway. That means I've eaten, okay, if I eat three cookies a day for 90 days, that's 9 times 3, which is 27 plus 0, which is 270 cookies. I've eaten 270 cookies in the last 90 days. Is that a lot? That seems like a lot. I mean, if I was going to stack those up, how far would they go? Gee, now that I've known that I've eaten 270 cookies, maybe I won't go to the store and buy more. I did, however, receive some rockin' good news, Peanut. And that is, Guess what's coming to me in the mail soon? That's right, my Pi Zero. I got an email saying, oh, they came in and now we have some. You've been charged this outrageous amount of money, $40 for your $5 Raspberry Pi. And I guess I'm not complaining too much because I do need all those little adapters and connectors and all the weird stuff. So, yes, I understand I need to pay $20 more for that stuff. And I understand that you make all your money in shipping, but come on, $10? That's a $2 shipping bill at most. Ugh, I'm starting to hate the modern era. The modern era of shipping, that is. I do love the modern era of, oh look, I have this tiny little board, and it's my very own Unixy computer. Oh, I love the Unixy computers. They're so Unixy. I am gonna take this Pi Zero and I'm gonna hook it up to my brand new gigantic TV, and it's going to be my dedicated cellular automata device. I'm gonna put Golly on it and I'm just gonna watch those little dots do their magic thing on my giant humongous TV. I've been a cellular automata fan ever since I was a young child hacking away on my Franklin Ace 1000 Apple II clone, running my Conway Life program and then hacksawing it, making it do other stuff, seeing it was what it was all about, and I knew I was onto something important. I had no idea that later in life I'd be running this on my giant TV and it'd be running so fast. And everything is so great. Boy, I just hope I can live longer to see even more awesome stuff. There's so much awesome stuff. I can't even, don't have time to play with it all. But it's just gonna get even better. I can't wait until I can have an SDF type super cluster embedded in the ring on my finger. We're not too far away from that, kids. Oh, geez, now that I am thinking about it, now I kind of want some of those cookies. Do I have time to run to the store before my shows come on? Oh, I might. It's going to be close. Am I going to have to drive like a maniac to the store to get my cookies? That's probably not the best idea in the world. But I kind of want some cookies. No, but enough about cookies. Let's talk about my cat. Guess what Pippa did today? Pippa managed to remove my glasses. As you may or may not be aware, I often wear glasses because my vision is enough wonky that I got to wear them. And I was walking up the stairs and Pippa was on the stairs too. And you know, I've got one of those sort of split staircases because I live in a split level house, and she was sort of up on the other level and she was trying to grab the thing off my hair because, you know, I got to keep my hair covered in order to keep all the women in line. And so every time I walk by there, as you know, she tries to take the thing off my head. Well, today she reached out, she kind of snagged it, and I stopped so that she wouldn't take it off my head. And when I turned toward her, then she reached out onto my nose and grabbed my glasses and hooked her claw right along the glasses thingy across the bridge of the nose and just pulled them right off and was just sitting there holding them. And I said, kitties don't need glasses. She thought otherwise. Then she dropped them and they fell down the stairs. But my glasses are fine. So that's what my cat did today. She stole my glasses as I was wearing them. It was a good kitty trick. Oh, and speaking of wacky animals, about an hour ago, I was just taking a break in front of the TV, and a show was on. I'm not sure what it was. Yeah, no, I do know what it was. It was that Moonshiners show, and the only reason I watched this is because here's this guy. He's just sitting in a lawn chair, and his buddy is standing up talking to him and they're talking about making moonshine or whatever. I didn't even have the sound on. And the guy's just sitting there in the lawn chair and sitting there. And then out of nowhere, he just sort of twists to the side and bends down and he picks something up and he puts it in his lap. And it's a raccoon. Yes, a snoodler. And it was not a full-grown one, but it wasn't a baby. It was like a yearling, probably an adolescent snoodler. And he's just petting it. Oh, and look, we're just friends with raccoons. And I'm like, oh, I want to hang out with that guy. And so I kept watching it. And then, you know, the raccoon climbs down off his lap and starts doing raccoony stuff. And he goes over to their truck, and he climbs into the truck, and he's looking around in the truck. And I was like, okay. I could hang out with these guys. You know, I'm not much of a moonshine drinker, but I do like to distill, and I do like raccoons. So, these guys strike me as being some awesome dudes that I probably should be hanging around with, but I don't even know where they live. I want a raccoon. I have lots of raccoon friends, but they're all very wild, and they don't live in my house. I think it would be fun to have raccoons living in my house, but I don't know how I would keep them out of the room with all the cables in it. I'd just have to close the door and tell the cat, keep the raccoons out of the important wires room where we don't chew on things. Maybe I shouldn't get a raccoon because they can take things apart and they do like to break stuff. Raccoons like to knock things over even more than my cat does. And I would love to give you a comparative analysis regarding cats and raccoons knocking things off, but I cannot do that at this time because this show is rapidly coming to a close. I glance up, I look at that darn clock, and I notice that it's ticking down. It's getting closer to 2000 UTC, which means I gotta go. So, I'm going. But I want you to come back tomorrow at 19:30 and listen to whatever other crazy crap I have to say, because it's important. I have a deeply ingrained sense of self-importance, and that's why I have to do this. So, if you're not doing anything tomorrow, I'll see you then. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.